First and foremost, where a woman wears jeans, meaning wearing jean pants, because she could wear a jean dress and nobody has any problem with that, or even a jean abaya, and it would be perfectly okay and she'd be wearing jeans. So talking about jean pants, she's wearing it in the confines of her home, or she wears it among women and her basic aura to her knee is covered, it's okay. Jeans, from the first production, were involved both males and females. I mean, the cut of the male pants is different from that of the female. If we look at shalwar khamis of Pakistanis and Indians, both men and women wear them. But the colors which are used by the men, the cut which is used by the men, is different from that of the women. So where a man chooses to use colors which are the female colors, or a cut which is a cut of tailoring, which is typical of female tailoring, this is when he now is imitating a woman. And likewise, where the woman chooses a dress which is particular to men, wearing a tie, for example, that is clearly an article of clothing which is associated with male dress in the West. So where the dress is particular to males in a particular society, then females should not wear it, unless it's in the confine of the home and they're not taking it on as their dress. And I should also mention that as a skirt, for example, for a man to wear a skirt, it would be considered effeminate, a man dressing like a woman. However, if he were in Scotland, then wearing a skirt is permissible, because the men there wear skirts. They're called kilts, but they are in fact skirts. Similarly, you may find in Yemen, men wear izar, which is like to their knees, look like, you know, what we called mini skirts, right? Men were wearing things which are, it looks almost like a skirt. But that's in that culture, that is the norm of the culture, and it's acceptable male dress, it's covering navel to knee. Women don't wear that. They wear abayas, they're covering themselves. But then it's permissible. So this area of imitating males and females, or imitating non-Muslims, etc., this may vary, the ruling concern it may vary from society to society. We have to look at what is the urf, what is the norm of that society, and then we can identify what is effeminate, where a man is looking like a woman,